This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
I feel pretty, oh so pretty. I feel pretty and witty and bright. And I pity any girl who isn't me tonight. I feel charming, oh so charming. It's alarming how charming I feel. And so pretty that I hardly can believe I'm real. See the pretty girl.
Oh, hello, Brendy.
Hello, Amy. How are you?
And there's no tramp here.
I know the show just before us introduced me as the tramp, although...
Friday nights and Saturday nights, there is the potential.
Well, there is the potential. We just roll with it.
That's it. So you are on Joy 94.9 and you are here with the lady in the camp. Brendy,
yes,
what are we going to? What's
happening on tonight's show? Well, you've got one of the roller derby ladies coming in.
Mm-hmm.
She's very exciting.
She's fierce. This one.
She's fierce. Oof. She's fabulous. She's ready to fight, and she's going to be talking about the diversity
within the league,
the roller derby leagues. We've also got some fabulous songs coming up throughout the show.
Brendy's picked them. I do warn you, people. I do warn
you. Come on, don't lie. You picked a couple.
I was a bit upset that my Sharona's not here. Someone has stolen that from the Joy Studio.
Yes, someone has.
It was you, wasn't it? Oh, but look, thank you for listening in. We hope you've had a really, really great day. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We have.
We've also got some interviews.
Yes. Brendy had his big show last week, which was magical.
That was fabulous, but we'll talk about that later.
We will talk about that later. But this little track is for all those people which have been grinding away on a Monday. And all those people, most likely still working as we speak, Brendy.
Yeah, not working 9 to 5, but hey, it's just as hard.
It is.
Fun people, fun shows. Joy 94.9.
And you're on Joy 94.9 with the lady in the camp.
You certainly are, Amy.
I'll tell you what, that Dolly song.
That was Dolly on something.
Exactly. Speed, are we allowed to say that? We just mean because she's going fast.
Driving. She was just driving. Uber fast.
That's right.
I love that version. I'm pretty sure I saw a couple of drag queens at a hen's party a few years ago that I went to perform that song, and it was amazing.
Brendy, you just performed it for me. You sure that wasn't yourself?
Well, besides that.
Now, as we all know, Brendy had your show on Wednesday night.
I did. Pearson Fabulous.
It was amazing.
It's also the name of my show.
Yeah. No one else would name a show that, Brendy, except yourself.
It's true. Did I ever tell you about how I got the name for that show?
No.
It was January this year, and I was at the Railway Hotel and in Paran having a cordial. red lemon lime and bitters. And anyway, I was chatting with some guy at the, near the bar, and I'd run out of my drink, Amy, and I was walking away. I said to him, I'm going to go get a drink, and he said something to me, and I just turned back, looked over my shoulder. I was like, oh, P.S., I'm fabulous. And then I just walked off, and I didn't return. And I got to the bar, and I had this moment. I just stopped, and it was like a Liza Minnelli moment. Hands came up to my face, and I was just like, oh, that's it. That's the name.
I'm just so impressed. You played hard to get, Brendy. Did he find you at the end of the night?
No, I never saw him again.
Oh,
I don't know what happened, but maybe it was too intimidating.
Too confident.
Too camp. Too fabulous.
Too fabulous. Well, you know what I did, Brendy? I got to your show and I got out my phone. You have been very exciting about doing these Vox Pop things.
You've been very good at it.
Well, no, I'm not actually very good at it because I did a full 2 minutes of it and was very proud of myself. I did the cast, I did family members and
some
really cute boys.
What was it like interviewing the cast, by the way?
You were there looking very tense, Brendy. But look, I was relieved that you were actually there because I thought I'd have to be interviewing you you know, on the other side of the toilet door. Yeah, so I was very impressed you were actually in front of a mirror.
I had warned you.
Yeah, you had warned me.
But you got to see, the exciting thing was you got to see the mess that was before the show.
I know. And
the transition.
You turned into a butterfly by the end, honey. You were gorgeous. Absolutely loved it. I had a really hot date too, Luke.
You did.
Luke, the Wonder Cub.
Yeah.
Such a gentleman,
he's
boys.
Fabulous, yeah.
He's a catch, he is. And look, I did take a couple of takes besides the ones that I accidentally deleted. I don't have big fingers, but I was so excited to see Luke that I actually deleted that two-minute take. But I did come up with a little something for you. Would you like to hear what I came up with?
I'd love to hear. I'm a little excited.
Okay. Well, bear with me because my editing skills aren't very good. Anyone out there that is good at editing, do make yourself known to me and I'll make you a lovely caramel slice. Because as you will hear, it's dreadful. But here we go.
Good luck tonight, Brendy. Sending you big kisses and hugs. You probably don't know who this is because I sound like a transvestite. Love you. Hope it all goes well.
So our fifth and final lady for the evening is the gorgeous bombshell herself, Miss Marilyn Monroe. Woo! I love this woman. Swear to God, if she's still alive and I could invite one person to dinner, it would be her. Sorry. It would be. She's amazing. I love her. I mean, yes, okay, she had trouble in her private life, but when she was on stage or in front of a camera, she is simply captivating. She was demanding, but she knew exactly how to deliver it to the camera. She just, as I say, captivating. Simply stunning. She also knew how to play up to the camera. I feel like I've learned a lot from her in that regard. She knew how to play up to men. She's known. I'm still mastering that. Single alone. To my credit, she is known as getting along with lots of different men from different nations. I may not have flown around the world. It's been a glow.
How did Brendy go?
I thought he was wonderful. I didn't know he had the talent.
Oh, he was brilliant, wasn't he?
Yes.
I'm here with Chris Wallace. How did you find the show?
Oh, it was a lot of fun.
It sure was, wasn't it?
Yeah, totally. I had no idea what to expect, so it was all a big surprise and really a good one.
It was. So how did you find Brendy Wen?
He was absolutely fantastic. He's not shy, is he?
No, he's not shy. What do you reckon, Dad? How did he go?
Yeah, no, he went fine.
Proud of him?
Yeah, very proud of him. I've watched him grow up making videos, so it was excellent.
And that was it, Brendy.
Oh, how exciting. I love my nan.
Your nan was an absolute treat. The poor thing. She saw me coming at her and I'm like, oh, I lost the last take. I've got to get another one.
I can't believe you got the Marilyn Monroe singing part. You are too hysterical.
Oh, look, love, you were amazing, amazing. The fact that you got up there and sung, I was very, very impressed. If only we could, you know, make radio visuals so you could do the hand actions as well.
There's
and
a lot of hand actions.
And that coat was fantastic. If only it was a little bit shorter, I would be nabbing it.
You can borrow it anytime you like,
thank
Amy.
You.
Thank you so much for that.
Pleasure, honey. Pleasure.
Fantastic. So, look, we should go to a song.
We are going to go to a song. This song's going to sort of get you in the mood for the guest that's going to be coming in.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's going to kill me once she's actually heard it. But we, you know, a bit of fun.
Oh, enjoy the song.
We'll be back
with a lady of the Derby Roller League.
Great shows. Great topics. Great radio. Joy 94.9.
And you're back on Joy 94.9 with the lady in the camp.
Yes, you are. And if you'd like to text into us, you can text in at 0427 Joy 949. Send us some love.
Brendy, here she comes.
Oh, my God.
Screaming into the studio.
She's coming like a wrecking ball.
Really?
Steph Simon Cyrus.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Why, yes, I'm Miley Cyrus.
Party in the USA.
So when you say I come in like a wrecking ball, does it mean like naked and on it?
No, you had your whiteies on.
Yeah, I'm wearing nothing but my skates. My name is This American Strife, and I am a skater for the Northside Rollers Derby League.
And we are very excited to have you here.
Thank you. I'm very excited to be here.
Now, you're in the same league as Amy, aren't you?
Yes, that is true, Amy.
She's levels above me, but Brendy, she can actually do some pretty impressive things.
I'm just
practicing stopping
Amy?
Still.
I am indeed. I'm coaching Amy. She's one of our great developing students. Very, very exciting. I love coaching the developing skaters. I should say skaters, not students. Yeah,
how long have you been in it for?
I've been skating with Derby for about 2 years now. Yeah. But I used to play ice hockey back in the States, so I did that for about 11 years. But that was a few years ago. I've been skating for about 20 years all up. Yeah.
So is it hard ice skating and then moving to wheels?
It was a bit of a transition for me. Yeah. The stopping is different. I don't know if you've seen a pair of quad skates, but there's a little sort of toe stopper that you use. It's, you know, it's like a big rubber eraser kind of thing at the on your toes.
Okay.
And you don't have anything like that on ice hockey skates.
Yeah.
That was mainly the thing I had to work on was stopping. In some ways, you can balance more easily on quad skates because you've got wheels at each corner. But yeah, wasn't, you know, if you know how to skate, the motions are the same, the movements are the same. So I imagine it's like people who can play one brass instrument picking up another kind of brass instrument. It just takes a little bit of adjustment.
Going from Do you ski as well?
No, I don't. No. My parents are avid skiers, but I never liked it.
Oh, okay.
I just found it boring. Yeah.
How about you? Did you start? Have you always been able to skate and roller skate, Amy?
Yeah. Look, I lived in Austria for a year, so I actually ice skated there.
So you're able to, yeah.
Yeah, but for me, it was, I had the, you know, 1970s strap on ones.
I remember those,
And being on a farm, I used to skate around in the old tool shed.
Oh, fun.
What, on what kind of surface?
Hey.
No, Brendy. No, it was just concrete.
Oh, on concrete. Okay. Yeah. I was thinking of wood. Yeah.
Yeah, no, no, no. Yeah. So it wasn't very glamorous, but I had my little cassette deck going and it was cool.
Oh,
just
cute.
So you just were in like Xanadu?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love Xanadu. See, I was going to put pad on for you and I thought that would be really tough and fitting with, you know, your roller derby name. But then I thought, nah, everyone loves Xanadu.
I thought you can put Ira Glass on.
Next time. No. So I'm hearing from the Northside girls that there's a bit of a bout happening.
There's quite a bit of a bout happening. It's actually a 4 doubleheader bout tournament with Geelong.
Oh, shit.
Yes, our our rivals in Geelong, our friendly rivals, they're lovely, Geelong Roller Derby League, and we're having their two home teams, the Atom Bombs and the Psychotics, are playing a round-robin tournament with our two home teams, the Sisters of Anarchy and the Pulp Vixens. And we've got, so 3 doubleheaders to do for everyone to play each other. And then the final doubleheader will be the playoffs. So playing off for first, second, third, fourth place.
Yeah, it's on like Donkey Kong.
It's the first time there's ever been a tournament between Melbourne and Geelong Roller Derby leagues.
Wow.
So it's Australian sports history in the making.
That's it. And people, they should go along.
They should definitely go along.
I would like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they'd like it if they came along. Look, it's great fun. It's family friendly. You can bring your kids. In fact, I believe kids under 12 get in for free.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. So it's during the day. Mm-hmm. So the first game, which is actually this coming Saturday, August 9th, will be in Geelong at 2 p.m. Then the next one is September 13th here in Melbourne in Reservoir at Puck Handler's Sports Stadium. 3 p.m. October. This is all on our website, but October 11th, Saturday, 3 p.m. in Puck Handlers, Melbourne again, and then the playoffs will be in Geelong on November. I believe it's November 11th.
So there's no excuse if you haven't have never experienced roller derby. Yeah. Take something comfortable to sit on.
Yeah, a pillow's good, but there's food and drink. There's usually there's music. There's MCs. I'll actually be MCing the second bout because I'm playing the first one. There's, you know, craft stalls. It's just kind of a fun you know, atmosphere, very mixed crowd.
Good day out for everyone.
A good day out, yeah. And then you can still go on and do other stuff at night. Yeah.
Brendy.
Fantastic. Yes.
She wants to win.
Oh, yeah.
She's making out. It's all lovely and friendly. Sweet. But I tell you what, when Geelong comes against the Northsiders, I think it will definitely be on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's the thing is we know a lot of each other in the sort of the area, the regional and city area, because we scrimmage a lot and we're all friends. We go out, you know, out to a party afterwards. But then as soon as the whistle blows, it's all business. It's we don't leave anything out on the track, and it's like bam, bam, bam. And then, you know, it's all over and we're like, yeah, let's get a beer. That was great.
And then it's compare the bruises.
Well, yeah.
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 There, well, that's there the
a lot
trophies.
Of
bru-
well, there would be a lot of bruises.
There's a lot
are
of
they
bruises.
Considered trophies?
Well, some people. Yeah, there's actually, there's a magazine, Derby magazine, and they have a page every episode, every issue, excuse me, where you can send in photos of your massive bruises or x-rays if you've had a break or something like that. And just kind of, yeah.
Have they done that in the dance world yet, Brendy?
No.
Working on it.
No, we're more about like turns and kicks.
Oh, really?
Step-ball change.
Step, kickball change, nice fan kick.
Spirit fingers.
How far can you get your hands? Yeah, jazz hands, yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Different world.
I'm a musical theater tragic.
You are a musical
theater. And I would love to have a roller derby musical.
Oh, fun.
Oh, that leave it up to Brendy.
Well, I mean, Xanadu was on station. That was a little bit roller
well,
derby
and there
tragic.
Was Starlight Express, which at least was on roller skates.
That's
but
exciting.
I'm not an Andrew Lloyd Webber fan, so.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with it. I know of it.
I know
I'm not
of
overly
it. Yeah.
Familiar with it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was almost going to go to a work Halloween party or, you know, fancy dress party. I was like, oh, I'll go as Starlight Express. And then I thought, oh, alcohol, crowds, roller skates. Yeah, that doesn't mix.
It's not good.
Not, safety is sexy. We're very about very
I've
much
gone
about safety.
As roller girl to a party.
Oh, really?
Mm. Yeah, I had to have alcohol about to get into the short shorts back then to have the full look. But people, you really should drink sensibly. But at the time, I was young and maybe a little bit, you know, naive.
Young and dumb. Young and
so there was moments where I was getting pushed down down Chapel Street at the time from the party.
Oh.
You meet lots of people that way, though.
Yeah. Were you hanging out near that hamburger diner on the corner of Chapel?
I was that diner that night. Woohoo!
So you could just serve people their burgers and fries.
Tip drinks on them.
Oh, heaven.
Meet strangers. Yeah, I was there. I was
making
doing
out
it.
Of it.
Yeah, that's right. And on that note, I think we need to go to another song.
We will be going to a song.
Okay.
Well, if you feel like writing into us, texting in, send us a letter. 0427 Joy 949.
If you're single, Brendy's here to twirl.
I will always mingle. I will always mingle. You are back on the air with the lady in the camp, Joy 949.
And we have the lovely Ali with us as well.
Also known as Strive.
That's me.
Mm-hmm.
I must admit, I didn't know your name there for a long while.
Yeah, you know, it's a tough one when you're coming up with your name. It really should be something that appeals to you, that ties in with your, you know, your style, something about your physicality, you know, your background, whatever. And I'm a big radio nerd. Surprise, surprise. And I love NPR and I love This American Life, which for those of you who haven't figured it out yet, that's where my name's from. So, and I was also the only American in the league at the time. It just seemed to fit on all these levels.
Oh, I think it definitely does. Hey, Brendy's got a name, as you know.
Yeah, what is that again?
Lickety Split. I didn't choose it. It was just given to me.
Now, the nice thing is that can double as your drag name as well.
But yeah.
Yeah.
We could just put Lady in front of it.
Lady Lickety Split. Lick-a-dee. Yeah. Now, talking roller derby, we actually have a double pass prize to give away, don't we, Amy?
And there's no excuse for not being able to go because it is in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Reservoir, so it's not that far away for most people.
No, it's just near Northland Shopping Centre, actually. It's a landmark. Yeah.
So it's a double pass to the Northside Roller Derbies League on the 13th of September at 3 p.m. It's a big thank you to the Northside Rollers, the Derby League. Thank you, ladies.
Yeah, for putting up those tickets. And look, it is a really fun afternoon going into night. So come on, how are we going to give these tickets away, guys? I don't want to just give them away.
We can't just give them away.
No.
That wouldn't be fair.
Should we ask a guest what she thinks people should do to be able to get these tickets?
Ooh.
Definitely.
Come on, Ali, we're going to put you on the spot here.
Now, see, if I were coaching, I might say do, you know, 20 push-ups on your toes and 50 sit-ups, but that's not going to fly on the radio,
is it? But you're
not
even that nice, because then you say you should do an extra one or an extra two, and just when you think you're finished, she goes, an extra one. It's like, oh.
That's my philosophy, is just if they say 20 push-ups, you do 21 just to prove that you could.
Just to push that over the edge.
Yeah, just that little bit. How about if people, what do you think of this? If people wrote in with, what would their derby name be?
Oh, yeah, love it.
I do like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Something filthy.
Printy.
I got filthy, so why can't they?
At least with a pun. Puns are usually
cheeky. Yeah, puns are good. Yeah. I've got a pun in my name. So you can text us on 0427JOY949. We've got someone on the phones as well.
Mm-hmm. We do. So you can call in at 1300JOY949.
Or even on our Facebook page. You can pop it up there and we'll make sure
Lady
we have a look.
Lady at the camp.
Yep. That's it. And maybe like us while you're there as well.
That
make us
nice.
Feel popular for the night.
I like you guys.
Thank you.
Love it.
Well, okay. So people are going to, you know, hopefully... No one sent anything, so maybe we should maybe put a bit of a song on so that they've got a bit of time, do you think? Or
for a song, there's a lot of diversity in the league, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. I mean, and in Derby generally, but our league very explicitly is an inclusive league. So we're open to anyone, any sex, gender, orientation. We have, obviously, you know, lesbian, bi, trans members, male, female. Only the skaters, to be a skater in the game, you have to be a female and over 18.
Yeah.
But, you know, everyone else can also referee.
Okay.
Because we are a women's flat track.
A women's team.
League. Yeah, yes. There are some co-ed leagues that train together. Just our league has chosen not to be, but there are other co-ed leagues in the area. So we have... men who NSO, which stands for non-skating official. Those are the people who handle the penalties and keep the score and keep the game flowing. And
I did that on the weekend, Brendy. I had a stopwatch. Oh,
yeah, and did you have a whistle too, or just a stopwatch?
They wouldn't let me have the whistle. Maybe next week.
Yeah, you bit the last one.
Yeah, possibly. No, look, I think people can get involved in lots of different levels. There's lots of people that don't skate, but are still really actively involved and just like the scene.
Yeah. Oh, I've made some of my best friends here. It's you know, it's a bit of a cliche, but you sort of get this whole new family, which is really nice, and it's kind of a derby folk meet. You can meet derby folk from wherever, and hey, let's talk about this, and it just, you have all this whole thing you can talk about. In fact, everyone else in your life is like, oh god, I wish they'd shut up about the skates already. So you meet other derby people like, oh, so what bearings are you using, oh my god, and you just sort of nerd out.
Totally. Yeah. It's like any sort of interest, I guess, when you're with a group of people that you're all interested in something, you all really bond.
Yeah. And it's such a grassroots, you know, it's sort of popped up everywhere. I mean, there are 1,500 leagues around the world. There's 150 leagues in Australia, all over. And, you know, so it's, you find people, I mean, especially in sort of smaller regional areas where, you know, that's the only league. And the thing is, we also, in our leagues, have to run everything. Mm-hmm. It's not like other sports, more sort of institutionalized sports where, you know, the venue kind of supplies it, everything, and you just kind of show up. And they have all the kit and whatever. No, we have to hire the venue. We have to arrange for, you know, the ambos, the music, the when we're putting the bouts on, the food, the drink, et cetera, the entertainment. So we're doing this all ourselves.
And I think that makes it more interesting too on some levels.
Yeah.
You know, it is still, it's got that community feel. And I think that's really important. If you are interested, you know, it doesn't matter what body type you are.
This
to get
true.
On skates, you know, there's all type of girls. I think if you've, you know, if you've got bigger hips, all the more better to block somebody.
No, big hips are definitely an asset in derby. You know, it is great. No matter, like you're saying, you could be really tall, you could be really short, you could be really big, you could be really small. Whatever it is, there's a way for you to use that when you're playing. And, you know, if you love to skate, but you don't really want to be hit, because, you know, it's a full contact sport. I know there are, well, you know, men and women who are very happy to referee. They're still really involved. There's 7 referees for every game. So 10 players, 7 referees.
And they have to be fit because they're skating around, seeing the action, keeping up with the action.
Oh, the referee's skating as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so there's 3 on the outside and 4 in the middle. You imagine, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of like an oval. I mean,
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can go over the rules of the game if you want.
Oh, no, I've seen some movies where
you've seen,
sort of like, yeah,
Brendy, I'll drag you to a game soon.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I should come and at least watch one.
Yeah, for sure.
You came to my show. I should go.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and I'll be playing.
You'll know one person on the track.
Two.
Oh, no, I'm not on the track yet, Brendy.
Oh, okay.
I'm not safe to be on the track yet.
Next year. Next year.
From last night.
Yeah, but Chanel's the same level as me.
You guys will get there. Look, the nice thing about Derby is that every person you see playing Derby right now, men and women, because men play as well now, that we've all started as adults. Mm. So we've all been through Fresh Meat, which is the intro program, and up through the levels. You know, some obviously takes some people longer than others, shorter than others. It really just depends on your background, how athletic you were already. You know, I could already skate, but we've all been through the same things. It's now, of course, kids are starting to learn it now.
They're going to be deadly.
Oh my God, 20 years, they're going to blow all of it. We're all going to be in our rocking chairs going, I remember when I played Derby.
With our knees all taped up.
Or I want bionic legs by then. That's what I'm hoping for.
Nice. But look, it is a great sport. And I know I harp on about it, you know, throughout the weeks, but it's great just to find a sport where everyone is welcome and it's good fun. And Brendy commented that I've lost a little bit of weight. Now, that's a nice added bonus. I've got my Admit One skirt on tonight, which I haven't had on for quite a long time.
Oh, there you go.
And it's Admit One too, because I've been reading saucy novels all about, Brendy.
What?
I've been reading saucy novels this week.
Like a friend recommended.
I've been reading about this.
Can I just say the trailer for that movie came out last week.
You going, Brendy?
Definitely. My God.
He's already there with his feet up in the theater. Just waiting for it to start.
I got the sweats from watching the trailer.
Really?
Yeah. It looks hot.
And you'll be buying rope when you leave.
Yeah. I'll be going out when I leave.
Okay.
Good God.
Love it, Brendy, love it. Well, I'm just going to stop there because I might have given too much information anyway. And here we go.
Love it.
More of your favourite shows. Joy 94.9.
You're back on Joy 949 with the lady in the camp, Amy and Brendy.
I think everyone's asleep.
Yes.
What's happening?
Sorry.
Brendy, it's not Wednesday night again.
It's not.
Come on, people. We want some text messages about what would your derby name be. This is the funnest part of derby, I reckon.
Mm-hmm. I think everyone can have a roller derby name, really.
Yeah.
Just your own. You know. It's kind of like the athletic version of a drag name, really.
Totally.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
SMS
us on 0427 JOY 949, or you can call us on 1300 JOY 949. Jump on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Got that up and running.
Email. onair@joy.org.au.
Brendy's got his name. I've got my name. Strife's got her name. Have you got your name? That is the question.
Have you?
If only you could see the look that Brendy just gave me then.
I know, get me back on a stage.
Oh, well, it has been an interesting week, that's for sure.
Full on.
It has, hasn't it?
Now, can I just quickly ask, I don't mean to bring it back to the show, but did you pick the five women that were in the musical that I did?
Yeah, I picked most of them except one.
Which one?
Well, I knew Liza would be there. Yeah. I knew... run me through them again, Brendy.
So you had Liza.
Yeah. Marilyn Monroe.
Mind you, 52 years ago, she passed away today. Aww. Anyway, I had to bring... I'm holding up my Marilyn book. So there was Marilyn, Liza, Judy Garland.
Yeah, I've got that.
My idol. Cher and Dinah Ross.
Dinah Ross I didn't get.
Really?
But that's because I always pick her out for our CDs and not yourself. So that's why I just thought she'd be mine.
Kept it under wraps. Oh, that's good.
Oh, Brendy, we've had a name come through.
Oh, yep. Go through.
It is, oh my goodness, Bunny Blocker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Nice. You like that one, Steph?
Yeah. Well, you know, as this person probably apparently knows, there are three positions in Derby. One of them is called a blocker.
Oh, fun.
It's also a jammer and a pivot.
Oh, jammer and a pivot.
Did you know that?
Sounds filthy.
Something tells me you can make anything sound filthy if you really want to.
Just a little bit.
Oh, he can.
I try not to.
I know, I don't.
You don't try very hard, though.
Brendy, I think there's another one come through. What can you see?
What? Okay, Joel the Jammer. That's what's come through.
Joel the Jammer.
Joel, you are filthy from Fitzroy. Filthy Fitzroy Joel the Jammer. Charming. Charming.
Well done, Joel. At least you know you've gotten there. And we've had some spam come through.
Yes.
That's not a very good derby name. Spam. Well.
No. No.
There's no pun there.
I know. That as well. There was a letter for Dear Business Owner. This letter regards the website.
No, Brandy, we don't need to read it. No,
but please don't send that to us. No.
We're going to go to another song. We're going to give you a little bit of extra time, people, because otherwise Brendy's just taken those tickets. No,
if you are going to send those emails, please send it during Well on a Monday. Murray will really appreciate that.
No, do not. Do not. It. Here do we it. Go. Here do we it. Go. And you are back on Joy 94.9.
Yes, you are, with the lady in the cab and our very special guest.
Hello.
Hello.
Strife herself.
That's Lady right. Strife.
That's it.
My God, and it's 3 minutes to midnight. Tonight's just flown, Amy. Tonight
oh, hasn't it?
Just flown.
Where has the time all gone to?
These two have made like, you know, you're having a lovely time talking theatre the whole time.
Oh, yeah, it's been great. We've bonded over theatre.
Good on you, guys.
Jazz hands.
Jazz hands.
Fossy. Yeah. A nice Fossy head.
That's that when we do our roller derby musical together, there's going to be a lot of Fossy hand movements.
It's going to be Fossy and roller derby beats. Comes I'll, together I'll with a little bit of Marilyn
and a Kander and Ebbs score.
Yeah, and Benedict Peters.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
She'll be one of the referees.
No, because then all of her glorious hair will be under a helmet. No,
she's
the coach.
Yeah, she's the stage mum, but like the roller derby mum that's like pushing.
Yeah, she's like the coach of the team.
Yeah. That totally overpowering you. Coach that finally like realizes that you know she can't live through her child anymore.
And I'll do costumes.
Yeah, yes. I'll you do can costumes. Do costumes. You can do costumes.
I think there needs to be a little bit more glitter in roller derby.
Mm-hmm.
There's a fair amount. Actually, you should go to the men's games. Heaps of glitter, fishnets.
Really?
Yeah, so, yeah. Actually,
I'll have to go to the men's games.
Well, what's great is that, because men are embracing it now, whereas in the last sort of decade, they've been referees mostly, but now men are starting to play the sport, and this is pretty much the first sport where it started as a women's sport and men are learning from women and taking it up and, you know.
And netball as well.
I don't know much about netball.
Oh, okay.
I saw it in Kath and Kim once.
I can see you playing netball, Brendy.
Oh, I've got a few friends that play netball.
Do you play it yourself?
No, I don't. But I find netball and roller derby are the two sports that, that, like men are starting to integrate into.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Yeah.
Pushing yourself up against other men, Brendy. Oh, I can see you really liking the game.
And pivoting around them. Or rolling around them.
Or, know, like or jamming them.
I mean, I'm not allowed to laugh into the microphone. I've been ticked off that I'm too loud. So I'm like,
You need like a little laugh button along with a cough button.
I know. Tell me about it.
Look, it has been a fantastic night.
It's been a hoot. Thank you so much for coming in, Strife.
Thank you so much for having me. I hope to see everyone at our next bout.
I'm going to be really cheeky. And I'm going to say that people have to, on our Facebook page, I'm going to post something up. They're going to have to come up with a name there because I think everyone's fallen asleep tonight.
Yeah. It's a cold night.
A special someone, I'd be snuggling up to them.
Yeah. God, I'd love to go to this, except I'm not allowed to because, you know, I'm presenting it. How annoying.
It's all right, Brandy, we could smuggle you in. I think if you got your hot pants and fishnets, they would never know that you...
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.